Hello and welcome to Real News on this Saturday morning. So I'm going to give you a rundown of what's going on. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial. The last day I talked about was day 8. You want to know why? Because social media, including Twitter, Facebook, has scrubbed and removed and taken down profiles, especially ones that were saying Ghislaine Maxwell trial tracker on Twitter. So you couldn't find anything on day 9. So I'm going to do Thursday and Friday's trial updates, day 9 and 10 of the trial, first at once on this episode, because first of all, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial for December 9th, day 9, trial stopped early in the morning at 10:30 after testimony by two persons. No afternoon trial was scheduled after 10:30 a.m. on Thursday because of the government attorney feeling sick. The last victim witness was called on Friday, day 10. So let me get my notes together and we'll go from day 10. So this is where we're at, okay? Okay. On Friday, day 10, this is what happened. Prosecutors completed presenting their case against Ghislaine Maxwell after a key accuser at the socialite sex abuse trial testified that Ghislaine Maxwell and her companion Jeffrey Epstein forced themselves on her when she was just 16. Annie Farmer, the victim, told jurors she accepted an invitation to the financier's New Mexico ranch in 1996, hoping that Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein would help her with academic endeavors. Instead, she said, Ghislaine Maxwell ended up massaging her breasts and Jeffrey Epstein climbed into bed without her permission. Three others have asserted at the trial that began 2 weeks ago that Maxwell recruited them to give Epstein massages meant as a way to manipulate these children, and let's call them what they are, for sexual abuse. Ghislaine Maxwell, who was 59, has denied charges she groomed underage girls for Epstein, who killed himself in jail in 2019. Anyway, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. We all know that, right, folks? So anyway, her lawyers say the government is making her a scapegoat for lewd sex crimes committed by her one-time boyfriend and moved immediately for a judgment of acquittal after prosecutors rested Friday afternoon. Judge Allison Nathan heard brief arguments and rejected the request immediately that she acquit Maxwell without the jury ever getting the case. Ha! I fucking love it. The judge told the jury they will return Thursday to hear the defense case. So that's next Thursday, which an attorney estimated would likely last 2 to 3 days. The judge had suggested that closing arguments at a trial originally projected to last 6 weeks might occur as early as December 20th if the defense presentation next week only lasts a day or two. In her testimony, Annie Farmer recalled the unwanted physical contact making her feel like she just wanted the weekend to be over. Her quote on the stand was, "I just wanted to be done with it." She also said, "All these experiences made me feel like they had a very different interest in me." Asked by a prosecutor at the start of her testimony if she saw anyone in the courtroom who had ever given her a massage, Farmer identified Ghislaine Maxwell, who was sitting at the defense table looking at Farmer. Farmer is now 42, took the stand using her true identity. "Much different than the other three accusers I told you about in the last couple days. Remember the one that went by Jane?" So anyway, they had similar stories of them being groomed by this fucking crazy bitch. So yeah, she's fucking guilty as hell, man. Anyway, two of the others who testified said they were just 14 when the abuse started, and that Ghislaine Maxwell sometimes participated in these sexual encounters. Farmer testified that she met Jeffrey Epstein at 16 on a 1996 trip to New York to visit her older sister, who was working for him at his Manhattan mansion. When they visited him at his home, he seemed very friendly and down to earth, she said, and even offered to mentor her, she said. She continued that during an outing to the movies with Jeffrey Epstein, he reached over to hold her hand and caressed her leg. She said, "I felt sick to my stomach. It was not something I was expecting at all." When Farmer returned home, she stayed in touch with the wealthy financier and accepted an invitation to travel to New Mexico with a plane ticket he paid for, even though she said, after what happened in the movie theater, "I didn't want to be alone with him." She said she initially felt more comfortable because Ghislaine Maxwell was there, but when they took her to the movies, he right away began to hold my hand and rub her foot and arm throughout the film with no effort to hide the behavior from Ghislaine Maxwell. Once home, Ghislaine Maxwell insisted on giving Farmer a massage and told her to take off her clothes. Farmer testified, "Maxwell pulled down the sheet and exposed her breast and started rubbing on her breast," Farmer said. She continued, "It just didn't make sense to me that this would happen," she said. "I so badly wanted to get off the table and have the massage to be done." Farmer accepted $1.5 million from a fund set up to compensate Jeffrey Epstein victims, is what she testified in court. The encounters occurred in New Mexico, which did not have a specific age of consent. Although its laws criminalized all sexual contact of a minor under the age of 13 when coercion or force is involved. On cross-examination, a defense lawyer repeatedly emphasized throughout her questions that Maxwell was not involved in this behavior described by Farmer, and tried to spin it that Farmer was not sure she was naked during her massage, although she was certain that her breasts were exposed. What the fuck, man? The way they try to twist this shit is ridiculous. So anyway, prosecutors also called Farmer's former boyfriend and her mother as witness to support her testimony. David Mulligan, 42, testified that Farmer told him that she was touched on her breasts when she was massaged in New Mexico. "She told me that she felt fearful and awkward and helpless," he said. Janice Swain, 71, Farmer's mother, testified that Jeffrey Epstein told her before the New Mexico trip that her daughter would be joined by 20 to 25 other students there. Swain said when Farmer arrived home from the trip, she was quiet and withdrawn. When Farmer finally did say something at a later date, she said, "I don't want to talk about it, and I'm not going to let it ruin my life," her mother said. The Associated Press does not identify people who say they were victims of sexual abuse unless they come forward publicly on their own. Although Farmer was not identified by name in court documents, the psychologist had been outspoken in describing her experiences in interviews with the New York Times. Ghislaine Maxwell has been jailed since she was arrested in New Hampshire in July 2020 for these charges. While she sought bail, Farmer asked the judge to deny it. Farmer also calls her a psychopath. So that's where we're at, people. This is day 9 and 10. That was from Thursday and Friday of this trial. So I guess they're saying sometime next Thursday or Friday is the only 2 days they're going to have in court next week, I guess. I'm going to follow this the best I can, keep you updated on what's going on with this Ghislaine Maxwell trial. If you have any questions or any feedback you'd like to leave me, do so at realnewsocala@gmail.com. And also, if this is your first time listening to my podcast, please follow me. Hit that follow button. You can find me on all platforms, and share it with your friends. Let them know what's going on. If they want to find out about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, put them on to my episodes. And thank you for listening.